Our engineer, Mike Bowen, knows I love to just belt that out of the top of my lungs while that is playing, and it's really a lot of fun, but now my voice may be a little strained. Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable. It is time for Book Picks, and we couldn't be more thrilled to welcome two wonderful booksellers with us this morning. We always love when bookstores from our family of independents come to us with great picks. The folks from the Chatham Bookstore join us this morning with their list of great books that should be on our radar. We welcome Sharon Weinberg, who is the owner of the Chatham Bookstore, and bookseller Amy Zimmerman to the program. Good morning, Sharon and Amy. How are you?
Hi, Joe. We're great, and we're excited to be here.
Well, it's great to have you. Hi, Sharon. Amy, how are you doing?
I'm pretty good. Happy to be here.
Well, we're very happy to have you. I think this is your first time on the show, isn't it, Amy?
Yes, first time. I'm ready to go.
Well, it's very nice. We welcome you and congratulations on being a bookseller and being a great bookseller. It's very nice. How long have you been at the store?
Well, I'm actually Sharon's daughter, so it's a bit of a family business.
I gotcha. Oh, that nepotism works in strange ways. Well, here we are, and we couldn't be more thrilled to have you both here. So let us begin, Sharon. Are we beginning with you, Sharon, or are we beginning with Amy?
We're beginning with me.
All right.
I just want to point out she's very qualified for the job.
No doubt about it. Obviously, she's qualified. Very nice to have you both here. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, Sharon.
Okay, here we go. So we are going to share several new novels this week, many by first-time authors. And I thought we'd start with Lala's Words, which is a debut picture book by Gracie Zhang, who's an illustrator based in New York. This is just a beautiful and moving story about a little girl who puts kindness and compassion out in the world and is finally rewarded at the end of the book by being seen by her mother for the wonderful person she is. The illustrations are striking. They're mostly black and white with key plot points emphasized by color. It's a deep but accessible message, and I think it will be one of those books children and their adults will want to read over and over. And I have to admit, I choked up a bit at the end. This book has a lot of heart.
It is Layla's Words. Is it Layla or Lala? Lala?
I think Lala.
Okay. Lala's Words by Gracie Zhang. Okay. Next up.
So our second book is going to be The Other Black Girl by Zakiya Dalila Harris, which has gotten a lot of interest in our store already. This is a buzzy book, and it doesn't disappoint. The novel follows a black editorial assistant at a prestigious publishing house as she navigates a very white and incredibly clueless office culture. And Harris actually sold her manuscript while she was still working as an editorial assistant herself, which is some really juicy context for this debut. What starts as a deftly observed workplace comedy, and that's big air quotes on comedy, quickly escalates into a genre-bending meld of horror, sci-fi, psychological thriller, and social satire. I don't want to spoil anything, but I can promise that when the more fantastical elements kick in, you will be on the edge of your seat, just desperate to find out what exactly is going on in this book. The first portion of the novel is reminiscent of Raven Leilani's Luster, another recent title that treated issues of race, publishing, and corporate microaggressions with scalding wit. But once Harris departs from realism, the other black girl defies comparison and categorization.
The name of the book is The Other Black Girl, and that sounds great. All right, next up.
Next up is Pleasant View by Celeste Muhammad. This is another debut, but a very different read. Pleasant View is a series of interlinked short stories about a fictional town in Trinidad. And you may have an idyllic image of the Caribbean, but this book is about the reality for many of the people who actually live there. These fully imagined lives deal with poverty, colonization, patriarchy, racism, and colorism. And while there is joy and laughter, there's also struggle and despair. The language is lyrical and the plots are complex and include diverse characters such as a textile manufacturer, a domestic worker slash fortune teller, a couple torn apart by religion, but not in the way you might think, and a boy who becomes a gang leader, among others, all of whom interact in complicated and sometimes fatal ways. This is a book that will change the way you think about that next wonderful beach vacation.
and you might consider this a worthwhile companion to the classic A House for Mr. Biswas by V.S. Naipaul, which is also set in Trinidad, which is another scathing take on the post-colonial experience.
Pleasant View is by Celeste Muhammad, and you also mentioned A House for Mr. Biswas, which is very cool as well. Go back into the archives for that one. All right, Amy.
Yeah, so next up we have Daryl, which is a debut novel from Jackie F. And this is one of the funniest books I've read in a very long time. Like the other Black girl, Daryl derives a lot of its humor from social satire and observational comedy. In this case, it's sexual dynamics and romantic relationships that are being examined and parodied. Our protagonist and narrator is a cis man who has begun exploring his gender and sexuality through his open marriage. Daryl, like so many of us, is on a journey of self-exploration and education, with the internet as his compass and Google as his guide. Daryl's new relationships and online research set him down a dark and winding path. Between personal epiphanies, Daryl also finds himself investigating a murder, putting his own life in grave danger. I think that Tori Peters, the author of Detransition Baby, described this book best, saying, "Underneath the sharp satire and hilarious sexual irreverence, this is a deadly serious book, a brilliant novel of a seeker like The Pilgrim's Progress refracted by queer internet culture." And as an added bonus, by reading Daryl, you're supporting a small independent press, which is something we definitely encourage here at the Chatham Bookstore.
Absolutely. The book is Daryl by Jackie S. Okay, Sharon.
Okay, next we come to Love Like Water, Love Like Fire by Mikhail Yossel. Yossel immigrated to the U.S. in the late 80s from the former USSR and is now an English professor. His stories and essays have been published elsewhere, but this is a new collection. Like Pleasant View, these stories are interlocked, but they are more explicitly autobiographical, written from the perspective of a Jewish boy growing up and ultimately leaving Soviet Russia. And they are dark and funny, and they provide an insider's take on what it's like to try to survive in a terrifying yet absurd reality. He is especially good on showing the tension among neighbors, parents, and children when everyone is a potential spy and no one can be trusted. I would recommend this book for readers who appreciate the journalist Masha Gessen's reporting, including their most recent nonfiction book, Surviving Autocracy, as well as their brother Keith Gessen's also hilarious novel about Russia called A Terrible Country.
It is Love Like Water, Love Like Fire by Mikhail Yossel, I believe. We also, you also mentioned Surviving Autocracy by Masha Gessen and A Terrible Place by Keith Gessen. Okay, Amy.
Yeah, so finally, we have Rivka Gulchin's second novel, Everyone Knows Your Mother is a Witch, which is so much more than just a great title. But wow, what a great title. Gulchin tells the story of a 17th century German woman who has been accused of witchcraft and put on trial. Inspired by real historical documents, the book toggles between genres and perspectives, from the accused woman's account of her ordeal to court transcripts of her accusers. Gulchin effectively conjures up decades, if not centuries, of intra-village conflict, gossip, and resentment, showing step by step, rumor by rumor, how a group of townspeople came to turn on one of their own. Subtlety is often the mark of a truly confident writer, and Gulchin's prose is remarkably restrained, with deep rivers of wit, wisdom, and artistry running right below the surface. Just when the story is starting to feel too bleak or the language too dry and legal, Gulchin will change course, taking the reader somewhere beautiful, unexpected, and strange. This is the work of a writer at the top of her game.
Again, the name of the book is Everyone Knows Your Mother is a Witch. All right. And anything else you would like to share with us? News from the Chatham Bookstore.
Well, we are working on some kind of a open house. hopefully in the next couple of weeks, and we'll be inviting everybody, especially our friends at WAMC.
Oh, so more to
come on that.
Hey, Mike, we may have a party to go to. Cool. Well, thank you. For more information on the Chatham Bookstore in Chatham, New York, you can visit them at 27 Main Street in Chatham. Amy and Sharon, I thank you so much for joining us. It's a great pleasure to have you on the program. Keep well and enjoy the summer.
Thanks. It was great to be here.
Thanks so much. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.